Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome once again to this Sunday morning program of the Word of Grace. If it is cold outside in southern Quebec, we trust that our spirits will be warmed by this time of music, prayer, readings, and reflection. Our places of worship in Quebec are closed, and so welcome here to this time if you are someone who is a refugee from your place of worship. My name is Nigel Parker, the minister of the congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke. Our building at 256 Rue Queen Street in Sherbrooke is of course closed, but each Sunday at 10:30 a.m. we will be live streaming an act of worship with prayers and hymns and preaching and readings. You can find us on our YouTube channel if you search for St. Andrew's and Lennoxville. You can also connect through our website at St. Andrew's Sherbrooke. Here's a light quiz for you to begin with this morning. What do you think of when you hear the following slogans? Just do it. Just do it. That's right, that was the Nike slogan. How about this one? Melts in your mouth, not in your hands. Melts in your mouth, not in your hands. Yes, M&Ms. And finally, because you're worth it. Because you're worth it. That's right, that's used to sell L'Oreal products. If you've ever met me or seen my picture, you'll know that I don't have a lot of use for L'Oreal hair products, not having much hair. These slogans are used to market these products and these firms. And we're going to look at a Jesus slogan today. But first, let's hear a hymn of praise to God. some words and verses selected from Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech, they use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring for ever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. The psalm concludes, May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Let us pray. Our loving God, you are the light of all the heavens and the earth, the light of outer space and the deepest places of the earth. You shine your radiant light and love upon all of your creation and bring new life into being. We praise and glorify you. God of light, your majesty and powers are so far beyond us that we cannot comprehend the mystery of your life-giving light. Each day at different times, your visible light sends us new messages, messages of brightness, good cheer, hope, and joy-filled gladness. And your light goes over all Earth's inhabitants as the Earth rotates on its axis and orbits around that life-giving brightness that is yourself. Jesus, light of the world, your light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. You shine into our lives and bring the very life of God himself. The light of your word shines on our hearts and scatters the darkness of ignorance about yourself and the lies that are told about you. Spirit of God, you make the light of God illumine our hearts and minds. Fill us afresh this day with new understanding, fresh wisdom, and blessed thoughts to cheer us. We thank you, Lord, for the guidance you give, through the circumstances of your creation, through the direction of your word. We praise you for your promises and the truths that have been written down beforehand for our encouragement. But we do not follow your instructions. We hoard your gifts. We doubt the power of your living word to heal us. Forgive us the sins we name. Save us from the sins we deny. God chooses to recover God's own people. In our hearing, God's promise of redemption is fulfilled. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven. And now the Spirit of the Lord rests upon us to proclaim God's mercy. Glory to our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And so we began by thinking of slogans. In this reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, at verse 14, we encounter Jesus speaking in the synagogue of Nazareth. That's in the village in which he had grown up. And now as an adult, he was reading the scriptures and teaching them. His first public address provides a strapline, a slogan for his ministry. Luke chapter 4 at verse 14. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." And then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Amen. Thank you. so Jesus has returned from 40 days of temptation. But here he is different. He is outspoken, influential, teaching everywhere, being praised. And he begins in his hometown Nazareth. Nazareth, the obscure, seldom mentioned in ancient literature, overshadowed by cities near it. Jesus is called a Nazarene and Jesus of Nazareth. He enters the synagogue and stood up to read. And the mission of Jesus is spelled out, which becomes the mission of Christians, which is then the mission of the church. This is the season of the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, a time set aside for the churches to pray for unity amongst themselves. Why do we do that? Because the chief thought is that mission works best when it's done in a spirit of unity. In our diverse, often polarized world, unity is difficult to find. Even in the context of our individual congregations and communities of faith, we don't find it easy to get on with each other. In a bigger picture, our multiple cultural, political, educational, and economic realities make for a wide spectrum of beliefs and worldviews in our society and between the churches. At this time, we're having to keep a distance from one another. From one another in our congregations and fellowships, but also from one another between our fellowships and congregations. We've got a time to think about what do we miss from our friends in church? What do we like about our congregations? And then to go on and think, what do we miss from the congregations that our congregations are friends with? It's for each of us to reflect what part each of us has to play in the mission of Jesus Christ. Jesus enters the synagogue and stood up to read. And the mission of Jesus is spelled out, which becomes the mission of Christians, which is then the mission of the church. Firstly, the mission of the church is a spirit-filled mission. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach good news. The Holy Spirit descends upon Jesus at his baptism, then leads him into the wilderness for a time of testing. And now as he returns to Galilee, the Holy Spirit will fill him with power for showing the love of God to people. And the Holy Spirit is a promise to all Christians. That's what we learn on the day of Pentecost. The promise is to you and to all who are far off, to all who call upon the name of the Lord. And in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 13, the beloved disciple writes, "This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit." When we think about mission, it's not our activity, our door knocking, our webcasting, our radio broadcasting, our pulpit thumping, our meal serving, our foot washing efforts that are at the heart of it. All of these are good, as we shall see. But it's the Holy Spirit who is the one sent from heaven so that we might be sent into all the earth. Without the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. It's the Holy Spirit who does mission through us as the church. The Holy Spirit produces the fruit of the Spirit, enables our inadequate prayers, convicts us of sin and helps us repent, and provides guidance as we seek to love the world around us. When we're led by the Spirit, we're on the Jesus mission, sharing Jesus with the world. And so our worship, our participation in the life of the Spirit, is part of our missionary outreach. What we do in worship, Sunday by Sunday and other times, draws us up into the being of God, that God might then send us out in the power of the Spirit. Our worship is a missionary act that draws people in and sends us out. It's a Spirit-led mission. Secondly, the Jesus mission is a people-loving mission. Here's Jesus' agenda. What have we done for the poor? What have we done for the imprisoned? What have we done for the impaired? What have we done for the oppressed? We have to consider these questions individually and as a church, and as churches together. Because sometimes the issues we face are so much bigger than a single congregation or even a denomination can face. Does this remind you of Matthew 25, the standards Jesus used to divide sheep and goats? This is to live in the Lord's favour, to bring good news to the poor, release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, freedom for the oppressed, and the year of the Lord's favour. It's a comprehensive kingdom of God agenda that sends the message that in Jesus Christ, God has come into the world to save, to heal, and to set things right. Through Jesus, God cares not just for our souls, but for us as whole person. God wants abundant life for everyone in the here and now. And Jesus shows that no one is beyond the scope of God's mercy and love. And that includes everyone listening to this broadcast. That's people who don't fit into society, people who've suffered injustices, people who might need help but cannot help themselves, and people who are looked down on because of their moral failings. These are the people that move God's heart with compassion, the people that Jesus sought out, the people Jesus sought to befriend by offering them what they could not give themselves: healing, hope, purpose, freedom, forgiveness. And thirdly, the mission is a Jesus-following mission. Nothing could have caught the Nazarene community, the community of Nazareth, more off guard than for the one they had seen grow up, the carpenter's son, say that fulfilled in their hearing was that scripture of the Spirit of the Lord's being upon him. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" they said. "No, he's more. He's a prophet rejected in his hometown. He's a saviour of all who will have faith, even outside of Israel, for the whole world, no less." And Jesus encounters resistance and rejection and even an attempt on his life. But the mission was worth it. We're on a mission to be Spirit-filled, people-loving, Jesus-following churches. The great prophet Jesus came right alongside the people and shared their experience at every level. He became flesh and dwelt amongst us. This is our mission, for Jesus' mission is our mission. And maybe we do that better when we do it together, united as congregations within ourselves, but also expressing fellowship and friendship and belonging between congregations and between denominations, to the praise and glory of God and to the advancement of his mission.
Church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ the Lord. She is his new creation by Spirit and the Word. From them he came and sought her to be his holy bride, with his own blood he bought.
Materials for the prayers for the week of prayer for Christian unity centre on the story of the Magi coming from the East to pay homage and offer special gifts from their cultures and countries. And that theme and narrative runs through these prayers. Let us turn to God with confidence and faith. Lord, we give you thanks today for all Christian communities around the world, and especially for those within our own local area and neighborhood. We thank you for their diversity of worship and tradition. Just as the Magi came from the East to pay homage and offer special gifts from their cultures and countries, we ask you to help preserve our treasures. Lord, we value the diversity of our worship and tradition. Help us to value each other's treasures, and help us to align ourselves with those in areas of the world where the presence and survival of Christians is threatened by violence and oppression. The early years of the Lord's life were marked by violence and massacres at the orders of the despot Herod. We pray for children living in places in the world where violence continues and where its results are tangible. Strengthen, Lord, the bonds of unity and mutual love among our churches, and help us to cooperate and witness to your holy name. Inspire us to work without ceasing in order to defend the oppressed and to include the marginalized. Encourage us to stand together in the face of tyranny and oppressive regimes as we seek your kingdom amongst us. After the visit of the Magi, the Holy Family experienced migration through the wilderness and became refugees in the land of Egypt. We pray for all the refugees and uprooted people in the world. Equip us, Lord, to show hospitality to those driven from their homes, and grant us the spirit of welcome to those who are looking for a safe haven. The birth of Jesus was good news for all, gathering people from different nations and faiths in worship of the Holy Child. We pray for our efforts to preach the good news to the ends of the earth, gathering people from different nations to bring them the Christ child. Lord, give us humility and patience to walk with others with respect on their journey. We pray for our churches in this changing world. Help us to find new and creative ways to follow you and to witness to you so that the world may believe. Heavenly Father, fix our eyes on Jesus so we do not lose our way, and unite us in the Lord Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, and who has taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us. You've been listening to the Word of Grace brought